It is a great privilege to be with you once again. I don't take it for granted, and I don't treat the privilege lightly. It is a great pleasure to be here. The subject this morning is Why Remember 2016? You could probably all give different answers why you should remember it or why you shouldn't remember it. I want to just briefly give to you a few reasons for remembering 2016. Now, the first one I would say is to remember your blessings. Remember your blessings. Don't automatically go into negative mode. Don't automatically think of all the things that you didn't want. Remember your blessings. If you can still see color, what a blessing that is, isn't it? What a blessing it is. If you can still hear sound, to be deaf is so isolating. Remember your blessings. And we could rehearse so many things that are a blessing to us day by day. And we just simply take it for granted. The psalmist said in Psalm 103, he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits, who healeth all thy diseases, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who delivers your life from destruction, and crowns your life with loving kindness and tender mercy. He satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles." We don't need to think about chocolate or sugar when we say he satisfies my mouth. I always think of the things that come out of my mouth, not what go in. He satisfies my mouth with good things. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. What you say is what you become. He satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. We all have heard so many people say, "I think I've got the flu." And sure enough, they've owned it. They've taken possession. And they cough and sneeze their way into sickness. He satisfies my mouth with good things. We need to remember our blessings of 2016. Secondly, we need to remember the blessing. Because our blessings come from the blessing of God. Time doesn't permit us this morning to go through all the references, starting in Genesis chapter 12 and following on how God said to Abraham, "I will bless you and all your descendants after you." Oh, you might think, well, I'm not a descendant of Abraham. That's too far away. Well, Galatians 3 and 12 says that if you are Christ, you have been redeemed from the curse and you are a child of Abraham. I think that's the last verse of Galatians 3. We are children of Abraham. We are descendants of Abraham. And we inherit the blessing of Abraham. Praise God. Proverbs 10:22 in the Jerusalem translation says, "The blessing of Yahweh is what brings riches. To this, hard toil has nothing to add." The blessing. We need to give thanks. If you are born again, a child of God, one who has been redeemed by the blood that we have just been celebrating, and his broken body, that by his stripes we were healed. When are we going to take it on board that he's already healed us? He's already paid the price by his stripes. We need to take it on board. We need to receive the blessing. What is a definition of the blessing? You could say it's the covenant of God that overrides the curse. The blessing is the covenant of God that overrides the curse. Or you could say that it is the anointing of God through which divine favor flows. The favor of God flows through the anointing. Didn't Jesus go into the temple and take the scroll and began to read from what we now call the prophet Isaiah? He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news." Or it could have been interpreted, "The blessing." He has anointed me to preach the good news, the blessing, the gospel. The gospel isn't just John 3:16. It includes the blessing of Abraham. It includes the covenant that God has made with us. Thirdly, the blessing could be described as the power to reproduce. It's the power of production. In Genesis chapter 1, God made the fish of the sea from the sea. He made the animals of the land from the land. But he didn't say, "I will make God from the trees or from the zoo." He said, "Let us," that was Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, "let us make man in our image and in our likeness." He made us. He gave us the ability to produce. And he said to Adam, he said, "Go and fill the earth." He wasn't just talking about having babies, because God had made a Garden of Eden perfect. And he wanted us to continue producing to make the whole earth like the Garden of Eden. Are we producing? He gave us the power and the authority to reproduce. Jesus spoke to the fig tree and it obeyed him. Jesus spoke to the tempest on the water and it obeyed him. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." It is a power to produce. I'll move quickly on. We could say a lot more about the blessing of God, the covenant of God, the blessing of Abraham. But you read for yourself. Start reading at Genesis 12 and verse 3. Remember your blessings. Remember the blessing. Why should we remember 2016? so that we can remember our battles. That's an interesting subject, isn't it? To remember our battles. Why would we want to do that? So many people say, I just can't forget last year quick enough. I could, but I won't, own the statement that last year has been the worst year of my life for trials, for tests, but it's been the best year for the growth of my faith. It's been the best year for God's presence with me. You see, your cup can be half empty or it can be half full. Today, on this first day of 2017, I want you to remember your battles. Firstly, the battles that didn't beat you. You came out on the other side. Let me read for you Hebrews chapter 11. And verse 17. Hebrews 11 verse 17 says, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. Concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. The battle that didn't beat him. I want to invite you to take a little walk through last year and recall the battles that didn't beat you. You came out victorious. Second, remember your battles would be the battles that didn't break you. There's the battles that didn't beat you, and there's the battles that didn't break you. In Hebrews chapter 12 and at verse 3, we read these words. I'll start at verse 2, Hebrews 12, 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul. So the cure from weariness and discouragement is to consider him. Consider him, lest you become weary and discouraged. You can protect your mind by considering what he endured for you and for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The battles that didn't break you. If you messed up in 2016, then get up and start again this morning. God is a God of second chances. He said, I will remove your sins forever. Let's not condemn ourselves. Paul tells us not to allow ourselves to have a condemned heart. What about Peter? He was so bombastic, he was so arrogant that he could do anything and everything. He could describe who Jesus was. Here was the one who was called quicksand, shifting sand, and his name was changed to a rock. Here was a man who could say to Jesus, "I know who you are. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And not long after, he would say, I never knew him. I don't know anything about that man that you're going to crucify. Clearly, blatantly lying, said, "I don't know him." And here was a man who went out boldly. People would bring their sick people onto the streets, lest perchance the shadow of Peter might fall upon them. He's a God of second chances. Remember the battles that didn't break you. It didn't break Peter. It tried him. It tested him. But friends, this morning, if you've had a battle and it brought you off your horse, get back on again. The loser isn't the one who fell off. The loser is the one who didn't get back on. Get back on the saddle. Let's start anew this morning, putting those things behind us. Let us press on toward the mark. Let us press on. Let us press toward the mark. Two men looked through prison bars. One saw mud and one saw stars. Where is your focus this morning? The battles that didn't break you. I could rehearse a lot of battles I've had this year, but there will be no point in it. I'm not being negative. And I'm just reminded, thank you, Lord, of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and at verse 10 of 1 Corinthians 10. I'll go back to verse 6 and just take a run in at it. 1 Corinthians 6. "Now these things became our examples." He's been talking about Abraham and Moses and the children of Israel prior to that. Verse 6, "Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as the children of Israel did. And do not become idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by the serpents." How were they destroyed? Not by God, by the serpents. "Nor complain as some of them also complained." Isn't it so easy? So easy to fall into the mode of complaining. nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Not by God. They were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as examples. All these things happened as examples, and they were written down for whose? Our admonition. They were written down for our admonition. Upon whom the ends of the ages have come. We're getting into the end of the end time. Jesus is coming again. And the opportunities to work for the kingdom will be gone. The opportunity to lay up treasure in heaven will have gone. These things were written down for our admonition. Remember the things that didn't break you and the things that didn't beat you. And remember the beginnings that didn't seem good. Just recently I was looking at a photograph that Anne had discovered amongst her mother's collection of photographs, and it showed the building of the little chapel in their local village where Anne's father and her brother and several others joined in the self-erection of a beautiful stone chapel. And on the picture, there was just an array, you might even have called it a disarray, of heaps of stone, of clutter, of rubble. But now they have a beautiful building. That was many years ago when that was taken. But the point is, there are beginnings that don't seem good. You can't always see the end result from the beginning. When Abraham was asked to take up Isaac, Mount Moriah, the same range of hills that Jesus walked up with the cross, Abraham couldn't see the end result. He didn't know how it was going to work out, but he chose to obey God's voice. I believe that all of us this morning know very well the record of Abraham taking Isaac, building an altar. He was being obedient, although he couldn't see the end result. But we know that God provided. We have hindsight. We can look back. We can see the end result. But Abraham couldn't. Friends, this morning, as you look back on 2016, remember the beginnings that didn't seem good. Time doesn't allow me to go in detail through the life of Joseph. Again, we have read the end result. But Joseph hadn't read the end result. When his brothers put him in a pit, they took his coat of many colors, They lied to their father about him being ravaged by some wild animal. He was sold into slavery. The wife of the king tried to entice him to commit adultery, and he refused because he couldn't do it, either for the king's sake or for God's sake. And he was put in prison, falsely accused. The beginnings that didn't seem good. But he obeyed God. He obeyed. Choices. There are some choices that we have made in 2016. Some are good and some are not so good. Remember, please remember 2016. There are some choices that will turn out good. Although we cannot see them at this moment of time, they will turn out good. And if you made some bad choices, you can change that this morning. You can come to the one who said, "Come unto me and I will give you rest. I will release you. I have paid the price." Come to Jesus again this morning. Say, "Lord, I messed up in that area of my life, but I won't let it hold me back. I won't let it stop me from going forward. I will press toward the mark." I think it was Mordecai who said to Esther, "Who knoweth but that thou mightest come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Friend, you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. You may not feel like other people. You may not look like other people. But God wanted one just like you. He created you in his image and likeness because there's a work for Jesus none but you can do. Are you going to get up and press on this year toward the calling, the high calling? It's not a little step. It's not a small job. When Brother Pastor Dennis was saying about what are your ambitions, what are your dreams, I can gladly say that the first thought that came into my mind when he asked that question was, "I want to be a perfect worshiper. I want to be a perfect worshiper. That's my ambition in life." There are some high callings. God has callings for you today. Who knows? If you may have come to the kingdom, the United Kingdom, for such a time as this. And you may have come to the kingdom of God for such a time as this. I am so grateful that we have liberty. We don't have to worry if someone is going to assassinate us as we walk out the door. We don't have to worry if somebody's going to burn down the building whilst we're here this morning. We have such freedom and we just take it for granted. Most of the time, anyway. Perhaps you're more grateful than I am. May God help you in 2017 to make a mark. When you plant a seed, when you plant a tree, You don't see the roots growing, but you see the result of them. And you may not at this time be able to see the fruit. You may not at this time be able to see the roots that you're putting down. But remember, the beginnings that don't always seem good. God has a plan for your life. He has a perfect plan for your life. If you haven't realized it, then go to Him. Seek His face. Time spent seeking God is never wasted time. Never wasted time. The more you can get of God's word into your spirit, the easier it is to live. Because in His word is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The plan for your life will be revealed through the word of God. Not through some psychologist, not through some business expert. And I'm not criticizing those. But your life plan is in the word. Time spent seeking God is never wasted time. I pray that you'll be blessed this year in a way that you've never been blessed before. Don't limit yourself. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is your God. The same Holy Spirit who is in Pastor Steve is in you this morning. Jesus said, the works I do are the works of the Father. And you can allow, you can submit to the works of the Father through you this year. But it will have to start now. Now is the accepted time, says the Bible. Today is the day of salvation. It must start now. Tomorrow never comes. I invite you to commit yourself to bringing glory to God, to fulfilling His purposes, that His kingdom may come on earth as it is in heaven. Psalm 34, verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be upon my lips. Do take care over what you allow to come over your lips. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Praise God. Shall we pray together? Father, we thank You this morning for every opportunity that You've given to us. We thank You for the privilege of being here on this earth in 2017 to fulfill Your plan through us. We realize it is a privilege. And we know that You would not ask us to do anything without providing for it. And so we come this morning. We say, Father, if we've messed up last year, we repent. We ask Your forgiveness. And we will get up to our high calling. We will press on for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Your mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. Every morning. We bless you for it. We want to say that we yield to your Holy Spirit right now. In Jesus' name, amen.